is making you. So yesterday, it was World AIDS Day, whereby, you know, we were commemorating or celebrating the efforts that have been made in ending the epidemic while recognizing the more work, obviously, that still needs to be done. So this year's theme is Ending the HIV and AIDS Epidemic, Community by Community. So also when we look at the recent reports by the United Nations, more than 7 million people in South Africa are living with the virus. And we also learned that across, well, countries across the world, at least 90% of people living with HIV and AIDS receive prevention, or rather comprehensive prevention services, should receive rather comprehensive prevention services by next year. So World AIDS Day was launched 31 years ago. The day is actually celebrated on the 1st of December every year, which reflects on efforts aimed at fighting HIV and AIDS, and of course showing support for people living with the disease. We also remember people who died from HIV and AIDS related illnesses, and also people who are affected by the virus, the likes of Nkosi Johnson, you know. And It's been a journey, Sandile. It's been a journey. I mean, looking back, we now look at how far we've come as a country, as the world, as far as treatment is concerned. But then also what really gets my eyebrows raised is we've been talking about HIV and AIDS for years. We've been educated. There are campaigns and initiatives that are aimed at teaching people, you know, about the virus. For instance, I cannot get it by touching Sandile's hand, by sharing my food with Sandile. But we're still seeing stigma in our society. We're still seeing discrimination in our society, which is one of the reasons why people find it difficult to reveal their statuses, which it's one of the reasons why people find it difficult to actually get help or even go to the clinics and get help as far as their health is concerned. Why are we still having stigma? And I doubt it's even a matter of lack of education, because I believe we are learning on a daily basis about, you know, HIV and AIDS. Or maybe I'm getting this wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the stigma is most certainly still there, and it shouldn't be there. I think one thing is because of, in the beginning, the, you know, narratives that we heard at the time, or the stories that we heard at the time, and, you know, those have endured across generations to the current time. You'll remember that initially what was then referred to as AIDS, you know, was apparently it was said that it was carried by homosexuals back in the United States. That if you're homosexual, you're going to get this disease. And then afterwards, it moved on, and then people got a better understanding of it. And then also, I mean, another thing as well, someone was raising, for instance, how, why do we call it World AIDS Day, the 1st of December? Because you get HIV, then afterwards there's AIDS-related illnesses, you know, and stuff. So then when you go for a test, you're not going to get told that you have AIDS. No, you have HIV. And you know, it's really a type of a virus, rather, that is really manageable. You see, if you just use your medication and that type of thing, and your treatment. And for a very long time, the approach which was used was that just live a healthy life, and you don't even need to get on ARVs. But now, of course, the strategy has changed to test and treat. And so then, yeah, I mean, look, it's just one of those things. But I think the stigma also just continues because people have wrong ideas about it as well. You know, that's, the understanding is just completely flawed. Once you get into ARVs and you're doing well, hell, you're healthy and that type of thing, even that has some negative connotations to it as well.
And I mean, if you haven't been following, which I doubt, as to, you know, how far we've come as a country, remember the days or the times when people were encouraged to eat beetroot and garlic and vegetables just so they could keep their immune system healthy? I mean, to a time whereby now, even if you're HIV positive, there's a great possibility that your partner, who is not HIV positive, can actually be negative while still in a relationship with you. Or better, you can even have a child as a mother. An HIV positive mother can have a child, an HIV negative child, that is, if of course you are on treatment. So that's how far we've come as the world. When we come back, we get